Thank you for walking me to my door. It's been really, really fun. Like, really? Why didn't you come in for some coffee? No, I insist. Come in. So yeah, this is my apartment. You'll have to ignore the mess. I don't usually have anyone around, and I'm always so busy. I'm sorry. It's a little embarrassing. Well, that's too kind. Not true at all. But I appreciate how cool you are with my mess, I guess. Oh, did that peck on the cheek freeze you up? You don't have to be shy around me, you know. But it's kind of cute. So I guess you don't really have to stop. Hey, don't get all red on me. You're cute, and I think you know that. Just relax. Here. Just sit down on the couch, and I'll go get you some coffee. There you go. Now I'll be back in a minute. Oh. I don't remember. Really? That's the softest thing you've ever felt. Right. Now wait a minute, mister. I can prove you wrong there. No, not my lips. I just wanted you to accept it a little better. Now come on. Follow me. Yes, this is my room. You like it? Oh, thanks. I tried to make it nice. Alright. You really want to know what the softest thing ever is? Why don't you take off those pants and shirt? And climb under those sheets on that bed. You don't have to be shy. Anyways, wouldn't it be more embarrassing if you didn't let me see your almost naked body and you make me feel awkward like you're scared of nudity or something? That's what I thought. Yeah, good. Those are nice undies, by the way. I might have to go buy you a pair of really nice ones once you're mine. Now crawl under the covers of that bed and feel the silky soft sheets against your skin. I know. I wasn't kidding when I said it. Oh, I'm just joining you on the bed. No big deal. Since you listen so well, do you mind if I take this dress off and curl next to you in just my panties? You don't have to be a gentleman, I'm offering, and you'll learn that if I offer you something, the smart answer will be yes. Oh shh, I'm not being naughty. I just like to feel the smooth sheets against my naked body. And so what if I like to feel a cute man against me under the covers? See, I knew you'd like this. Now just don't move, and let me get comfortable. Yikes, I forgot to ask. You don't mind staying all night with me, do you? I get a little lonely around here, and I'd really appreciate not being alone in the morning. Thanks, sweetie. I promise that tonight will be a good night. Hey, Mr. Naughty Pants. What's that in your undies? No shit. I know it's your penis. But why is it hard? Oh really? What is it, my naked body? Or the soft sheets wrapped around you? Sit up. Well? Come on, show me it. Wow. Okay. Better than I expected, especially for such a shy boy like you. I honestly don't see how you're not more confident with a cock like that in your pants. I'm I'm not just saying that. What? You want a second opinion? You want me to send a dick pic to all my girlfriends? Or are you just going to accept my compliment and say thanks? Good boy. You're welcome, sweetie. Your chest is so nice against my lips. You really want to be under those sheets, don't you? Go ahead. Pull them up. But I want you to come closer and lay back against me. That's it. Rest your head in my lap. Hey down there. You like the view? Don't worry, I'm just wrapping you in this blankie because you like it so much. And you're such a sweet boy. You deserve anything you want. Hey. Sit still. Just relax. And let me give it a little massage. You are so fucking cute, by the way. Laying in my lap. Looking up at me with those beautiful eyes. Wrapped up in my blankie while my warm hand massages your ridiculous cock. Yeah. Keep looking at me like that and I'll make sure you explode all over the place. Oh yeah. Good boy. Just breathe. And let me take care of it for you. Do you know? I've been thinking about this night for a little while. I have, really. Many times, alone in this bed. I'm too tired tonight for you to see what I mean about that. But tonight, I want you to have fun and relax. So in the morning, I can wake up with you and ride that morning wood of yours. What? Am I a little too naughty for you? Well, here's what's going to happen, sweetie. You'll come soon. I'll get it all over my sheets and my hand. I'll lay you next to me and you'll fall asleep, nuzzled up against me because I pleased you so well. What's that? I couldn't hear you over that cute little moan you just let out. You must really like it when I speed up and tell you what I'm going to do to you, don't you? You just can't wait to wake up to my pussy wrapped around that cock, riding it until you empty that morning load all over me, and then come join me for breakfast. Oh, I know you don't really mean it, but I like you too. No, you don't. I feel that cock throbbing in my hands. That's all that is silly. Well, I guess we'll see. Yeah, that's it. Fuck, you're such a dirty boy wrapped up in my clean silky sheets. My hands wrapped around your cock like it's a present. Good boy. Good boy. Are you ready to release for me? Yeah? Yeah? Alright, you dirty little boy. Let it go. Come on. Don't worry about the mess. Oh. Look at this mess you made, you dirty boy. Don't be sorry. I knew what you'd do once I brought you through that door tonight. Fine. I'll say it back if you promise me right now that you are mine and that you'll let me have you whenever I need you and let me protect you. You're such a beautiful boy. Alright. I love you too. I can't can't believe you made me say it right after our first date. But I did. So, please, don't fuck this up. Oh, I know you're tired. So why don't you do as I said earlier? That's it. Just relax and rest your head right there. So soft. Now go to sleep, cute boy. You're safe in bed with me. Just close your eyes, and if it helps you sleep, just think about what I'll be doing to you in a little while, once a few things rise tomorrow morning, if you know what I mean. I love you for being such a good boy. Good night, my prince.